my direction to all of those patients is we have them seen. We're trying to deflect those patients away from the emergency rooms because that's historically where a lot of those patients, you know, they would almost become somewhat panicked and they would go to the emergency room. We're trying to direct them to our clinics, and most of the clinics in the area are all practicing the same way we are. We will have them in. We screen them at the door for any fevers. We get a mask on them. We get them to our rooms. And then we go through our checklist. And the state has provided, and the state and the CDC have both provided very clear-cut guidelines on who needs to be tested, who does not, and we can risk stratify patients based off of that. One of the things that we've stressed to all of our providers in here is to use good clinical judgment, but we need to see these patients. You know, having those fevers, having the tickle in your throat, the cough, you know, some of those things are the start of these symptoms, and it's so hard to differentiate unless we can really get eyes on you to kind of do that full physical exam and figure out what's going on. So, and then initiate any testing procedures that we need to do from that point.